Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We always love to connect with you on Friday nights, so join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And as a reminder, our listeners, all of you, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we have responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gao Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. So perhaps you don't have an iOS or Android device. No worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required and normal data rates apply. Well, right now, as promised, it is time for some MLB news and notes. The countdown is on to the beginning of spring training 2016. Hard to believe, and good to have back with us in the saddle, of course, is our very own from YSR. That is Andy Pondillo. Good evening, Andy.
Well, it's time to get underway for pitchers and catchers. The game's a few weeks away, so it's a lot of fun right now.
Oh, it is. The weather, it's even warming up down here in Houston. And so let's start things off with the guys in our backyard. That, of course, is the Houston Astros, the AL West. I'll tell you what, you start paying attention, Andy, to some of these national networks and national entities. I mean, some are projecting that the Astros are going to win 90 games this year. Do you believe it?
I definitely believe it. This team's got probably the most complete team in the entire division. There are some uncertainties, and that's going to go with the offense, the feast or famine offense that we talked about a lot last year. It only took one injury of George Springer to see this offense go from top tier to mid tier to bottom tier in a matter of about a month and a half. Then they were able to manifest, come back up, and be, you know, they were in the top half of offenses when it comes to the American League when everything was said and done, but it was kind of done on a gimmick with those home runs. So the challenge for them is to be more of a complete offense. They're always going to have their shortcomings. They're going to strike out a lot. They're going to have times where they just look like they can't hit a soft-throwing pitcher for some reason. And that's fine as long as it's not something that lingers on and on and on. So a guy like George Springer, a guy like Carlos Gomez, keeping these guys healthy, stealing bases, hitting for power, making plays in the outfield, having those athletes in your lineup that change the game will be key for the Astros in 2016.
Well, the Houston Astros, they're getting plenty of attention, and you can understand why. You just think back, Andy, 2014, 70-92, last year, 86-76, so no surprise if they do hit that mark of 90 wins. And I just like the approach that they have taken in the offseason, the acquisition of their closer, Ken Giles. That is going to be huge. You've got to have that kind of depth in your bullpen.
Yep, they needed it, and that's something that a lot of people talked about in the offseason. A lot of people were upset at the end of the year when they blew that game versus the Royals, where they really struggled down the stretch to find any consistency in that bullpen. And it's not that this is a bad bullpen. You look at some of the guys on there, they have good resumes. Luke Gregerson, Pat Neshek, these guys, you know, they've logged some innings. They've shown that they can pitch at this level. They just, everyone seemed to hit a wall at once. So you hope that Ken Giles helps that, but even more importantly, it kind of just pushes everyone down a slot. Their responsibilities aren't as much as they were last year. You look at the depth in the pen. You have Tony Sipp, who re-signs with the Astros, who is an excellent left-handed pitcher. Wandy Rodriguez comes in, the former Astro. Probably not going to make the starting rotation, but does he factor into the bullpen? Scott Feldman probably doesn't have a rotation position anymore with the signing of Doug Fister. Is he in the bullpen now? With all this domino effect, you would feel there should be added depth in that pen, and there should be more innings they can get out of these relievers. Hopefully not. Hopefully the starters can get even more innings than they did last year. But if not, you should have a stronger bullpen going into 2016. And Ken Giles, as good as it gets his first 2 years in the big leagues, almost pretty much historical what he was able to do with the Phillies. With a losing team, not a lot of people saw him, but he should get the same type of hype that Aroldis Chapman was getting. He was that good to start his career.
The Houston Astros, Andy, they have so many young stars. Who is that person that they look to for that leadership?
It's an interesting clubhouse. The naysayers will point to the Astros saying they don't have many veterans on this team. And really the veterans they do have aren't the mainstream run producers. The run producers in this lineup are guys that are 24, 25 years old. Altuve, Correa, Springer, all these guys are young. You know who the true leader is in this clubhouse? There's two of them, in my opinion. One is your ace, Dallas Keuchel. When you have the best pitcher in the American League last year, this is a guy that you can go out and score one run, you can score two runs. He's going to put the team on his back, and he's going to win this game for you. And then another guy is, oddly enough, is the manager. A.J. Hinch is the perfect guy for this team. When he first got this job with the Astros, he spent time in the offseason to visit each player on his roster, all 25 men, personally, to go figure out what their strengths and weaknesses are, their trigger points, and learn who they are as a person. A.J. Hinch is not just a guy that goes out there and sets a defense, a guy that brings in pinch hitters. He's a guy that knows his team, understands his team, and showed a very good leadership quality as a manager. For him to come in and make a 16-game improvement in his first year, you know, that is absolutely incredible and almost unheard of in Major League Baseball.
Hey, Andy Pondillo with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He'd love to connect with you. Andy, tell all the listeners where they can go and check out your amazing podcast.
That's AstroChat on ESPN975.com.
Okay, so as we talk about the Astros, I'm just curious, I mean, what are these guys doing in the offseason so that when they enter into the season, they try to stay injury-free and that they're fresh?
Well, I don't know what they all do. I know some of them say they throw and some say they run. You know, some of the prospects will play in the Arizona Fall League. You know, I probably don't want to know what they do in the offseason, to be honest. But, you know, I hope they don't push themselves too much. It's such a long season. You're throwing every day. You're running every day. You know, if any sport has an excuse not to do as much in the offseason, I think it's baseball. When you're playing every single day, you've got to shut the body down for a little bit. I think the biggest thing in the offseason is just don't eat wrong. Make sure you work out at least a little bit. You might come in, you know, 5 or 6 pounds heavier. You'll work that off in spring training. Just don't come back at 30 pounds overweight, because we've seen players do that before and that will linger into April. So just keep yourself reasonable, I think, is the goal.
Okay, we are shining the spotlight on the AL West right now. So the Astros, what about the Mariners? How do you see them, Matt?
See, I like the Mariners a lot. I think a lot
Tell
of people...
Tell me why.
See, a lot of people are shy to pick them because they've been the team that a lot of people have thought have been upcoming for a while. But the real problem with the Mariners in recent years hasn't been the fact that they don't have a middle of the order. You got Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, Kyle Seager. These guys are going to hit home runs. They're going to drive in runs in the middle of the order. But who is getting on base for them? Nori Aoki goes way under the radar as a signing for the Mariners. I like him at the top of the order. I like them getting Adam Lind to try and solidify the first base issue. And you have King Felix at the top of the rotation. Now, the bullpen, it was good 2 years ago. It was awful last year. Where are they? Are they in between that somewhere? There are questions on this team, but just looking at the lineup, looking at the top of the rotation, Taijuan Walker, does he ever figure it out? A former top prospect. You know, there's some ifs on this team, but I would feel more comfortable predicting the Mariners to compete in this division than I would a team like the Angels, that seems to be trending downward.
And what about the Rangers? It seems like every season that they are just battling so many injuries.
Too many old legs on that team, but yet a lot of talented legs on that team. The middle of the order is strong as always. Shin-Soo Choo at the top is consistent. You bring back Odor, who had a very good year last year. Jerks and Profar, where does he fit in? They do have depth in this lineup. They have great depth in the rotation. And on paper, they could be a very good team. But I think the thing is, most of the pundits, like myself, are very shy to pick them to go deep because they're afraid of who's going to get hurt. And it seems like it's always a guarantee that somebody in this lineup that's significant is going to end up getting hurt. I would pen them to do basically what they did last year, mid-80s wins. But if other teams improve, that may not be good enough to get in postseason play.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us. Just about another minute right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Give me a quick hit on the AL Central.
AL Central, Royals, and probably nobody else. The Indians, they're a lot like the Mariners, have been that pick that everybody says every year, the Indians are coming, the Indians are coming, but it just hasn't manifested. I like the Royals' complete team. You know, they don't have that great starting rotation you'd like in a championship team, but a lot of people are undershooting the squad. They play great defense. They all hit 1-9. And then that bullpen, you have a lead after 5-6 innings. This game's over with the Royals. They're a difficult team to play. They're a new age team, and I like them to easily win the AL Central once again.
Always giving you the best that we've got. That's because Andy Pondillo joins us now each and every week right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, with our weekly MLB News and Notes update. Next week, we're going to get into the AL East, and we look forward to that conversation. Thank you so much, Andy, and have a great weekend.
Sounds good.
Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.